Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight Live. Welcome. I believe my co-host tonight, Pidge, is having some technical difficulties with her equipment, so we hope to bring her in shortly.
Hello. I'm here.
Oh, there you are.
Yeah, I had to call. It says that there can only be one host, so I had to call in. But I'm here.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I'll
figure that out. But hello.
Anyway,
sorry about that.
Yeah. With your blessing and permission, I would like to dedicate this show to the memory of Brian Cruz.
Absolutely.
You know, who was with us for, I don't know, how many years? What was it, 5 years we were on together, the three of us?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. And Brian did the sports, and what a character he was, you know. And
yeah, he was.
The three of us would interact, you know, and we just had a great time and so many good memories.
We did. We really did.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm excited about tonight.
Oh. Well, I'm glad to hear that. So am I. And, you know, it reminds me, now, I don't know if I ever told you this story, but years ago, when I lost my job and became a street musician, the agencies for the blind didn't like that, guide dog schools, so they wouldn't give me a guide dog. And a New York Post reporter wrote a story. Gene Ruffini was his name. He was a great, great, beautiful guy, and I'll never forget him. And he wrote this story about me entitled Blind Man Refuses to Stop the Music.
Wow.
And this story was so powerful that the Post didn't want to publish it, you know. And I'll never forget, I called Mr. Murdoch, you know, Murdoch, the owner of the Post. I think he still owns it. Big, you know, Rufus Murdoch, the big media guy. You know?
Oh, yes, yes.
And I called his office and spoke to his private secretary, who happened to be a big dog lover, you know. And explained to her that, you know, Gene wrote the story and, you know, anything she could do to get it published. She said, well, you leave it to me, you know. And do you know that the next day was Friday? That story was in the paper. They put it on the second page.
Wow. Do you remember
when it was? Yeah. Pitch, they ran it 2 days in a row. Now, you know she had to go in and ask her boss, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Murdoch is a rebel, and I'm a rebel, and I'll never forget my buddy. I never met him, but he did a lot for me.
Yeah. Do you remember what year that was?
What?
Do you remember about... Do you remember about what year that was?
Oh, that was back in the 1980s. 82, I believe. 1982. Gene Ruffini. You could find that story undoubtedly in the archives of the New York Post.
That's great. And that was way before the ADA and everything.
Oh, yeah.
That was way before that. You know, we have two callers right now. Yeah, shall I take one of the calls?
Are you in the mood to take a phone call?
I'm always in the mood.
You're my guest.
I'm always in the mood.
I know that. All right. Let's take a phone call. Go ahead.
We get this up here.
Live. Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Pidge. Hi, Frank.
Hi.
Hey. Anthony from Brooklyn, I assume.
Yes, it is. So, what job did you have back then, Frank, that you lost?
Oh, I had a job back in the 70s as a counselor helping blind people to find jobs. You know, we made a lot of inroads, and we placed the first blind teacher in New York City, and the first blind social worker. We did a lot back then.
Yeah.
You know.
Isn't that something?
We ran out of money, but, you know.
Yeah,
we helped a bunch of blind people to bring their dogs to school. I'll never forget that. You know. So
wow.
We did a lot of things.
Yeah, it's a shame. I'm sorry, go ahead, Frank.
Paige was saying something.
No, I agree with you. I said, wow.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Anthony, you had a question, another question?
No, I had a comment. It's a real shame how, you know, long it takes a disabled person once they lose their job, you know, whether they be blind in any other way, you know, disabled, they, you know, are completely at a loss for a job, and there's nowhere for them to turn.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we were talking about that last night, how everything should be there so you could at least apply for the job. You know?
I know. Is Suzanne going to be on tonight?
No, it's Pidge and I. Thursday night. We'll be on together. For as long as the Lord will allow.
Yeah.
And I hope that'll be hundreds of years.
Yeah.
Wow, imagine
still be
that.
Still doing the show.
Do you think... Yeah, you never know. Do you think the government will have accomplished to give the disabled community everything we need by then?
In 100 years? Well,
if we don't, we'll have to fire them.
I don't know. We'll have to completely, you know, overthrow the government.
Yeah. Not overthrow them, just teach them.
Yes, you took the word right out of my mouth, Frank.
But they haven't picked up on our lessons yet.
Yeah, well, I had a teacher in school. He said the first 100 years are the hardest.
Yeah. Once you get through them, we'll be okay.
Yeah.
I wonder if we'll have the debit card system by then, if we'll be able to pay our own aides. You know?
Yeah.
Well, hopefully.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. The way the government
works.
We
have another call, a 929 area code. Do you know who that is? There was somebody on hold.
I have an idea. It's sounds like a friend who we got her mom out of the nursing home. Anthony,
like
anything else you want to say?
No, thank you, Frank. That's it.
Oh, well,
thank you for calling.
Thank you for calling, and call again.
You're welcome. Always a pleasure.
Great to talk to you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Take care.
Yeah,
okay,
so we...
We have another
call? I got to do a couple of commercials, but we can take another call first.
Yeah, he's been waiting for a while. Is that good?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Inner
it's
Sight
coming.
Live.
Hi, you're on the air. Inner Sight Live.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, we can hardly hear you. Yeah. Can you get a better connection, better phone? Maureen, that sounds like you, Maureen. Call back.
Yeah, right. She should call back.
You know,
Maureen,
one of the things.
Maureen, call back. We have a bad connection. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, call back, Maureen. Maureen had some phone issues ongoing, you know.
Yeah.
You know, one thing I forgot to talk to you about was the commercials.
Oh, you want commercials? We got commercials.
Yeah, you know, the people that help, some of the people who help us, we recognize them.
Yeah.
You know, like Suffolk Bus Corp is one of them, the local bus company here in Long Island made a $2,000 donation to us back in July.
But I have a very important question about that.
Oh, all right.
I have a question. Does Ralph Ramkin still drive that bus?
I don't know if Ralph ever drove that bus, but...
Ralph Ramkin.
They said... I remember the episode where Ralph wanted to be an actor, and Alice said he's going to drive his bus right to Hollywood.
Oh my God!
By the way, tomorrow night is the Funnies on Inner Sight, so
the Inner Sight Follies.
Maybe we'll. Live it up. That's a good episode to talk about tomorrow night.
I heard a lot of important people drop by that episode. A lot of friendly guests that surprise and show up. So
tomorrow night.
So who else are we thanking?
Start the weekend off right. Listen to Inner Sight. All right, Suffolk Bus Corp, and hey, you need dog food, cat food, call my buddy Gary at Nobody Starves on Long Island, 631-484-3085. I got to pitch some of these commercials and help me out a little bit. All right, let's see, what else we got? Oh, I know you. You know about Able News, right?
Oh, yes, Able News. The newspaper.
Yeah, good. Do an Able News commercial. I know you didn't rehearse it. Well, you don't need any rehearsal. You're a professional.
Able News. The newspaper positively for, by, and about the disabled. And Angela is an amazing editor-in-chief. And I remember working for that paper back in the early 90s. Yep.
Yeah.
It's a really good newspaper. Everyone should read it.
Yeah, they got a calendar of events in there. They got a personals column. It sometimes can be very funny.
Well, really?
Yeah. Every once in a while we goof off on it.
Oh,
anyway, you can get a free subscription, ablenews.com. And thank you for that pitch. All right, let's see. Big East Takeda Rescue. Can't forget them. My favorite rescue place for dogs. And I thank them so much for giving my dog her food and her medicine. You know, they're just great, great people. They send me cases of food every month, you know, for her. Big East. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. 609-388-7004. So there you have it. Want a great dog? Adopt an Akita. All right. And they'll evaluate your dog, too, if you want it. For a specific purpose, so tell them you heard it on the Inside Show like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We also have two callers again. You want me to take one?
All right. Go ahead. Let's take a phone call, and we'll do some more commercials
later. Let's
see if
we have a connection.
Hi, Frank. And who are you on with?
Hi.
Frank? And let's see that is. Hi.
Hi, this is Pidgey, the co-host.
Oh, hi. How are you? Maureen and Mary. Frank, it's us.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Much better connection.
Yeah, I know. I tried my other phone. Now, I have three phones in this house, and they only do one phone. You'd think among the three of them, there'd be one that would work good. But, well, it's us calling in. My mom got out of the nursing home a couple of weeks ago, so we're going to say hi.
Say hi.
Hi.
Hey, Mary.
Hi.
Hi.
Good
hi.
You.
How are you? Good, thank you. She said she's good, thank you. How are you guys?
Good, good. You know, just to give Paige a little synopsis of what happened, we had Maureen on the show literally every night for the last, I don't know how long, months and months, telling the story of her mom in the nursing home. And I have to believe that that helped to get her out. In a
sense. Yeah, of course. Of course. Wonderful. That's wonderful.
Thanks. Yeah. Wanted to say thanks to Frank and Suzanne and the site for all their help. They helped out a lot. We did it possible. It was a hard battle, but we finally did it. We persevered and we're here together. We're at the New World Show now, but we're together and in nice apartment, so everything's falling into place, and it's good to be together, especially with this nightmare of a whatever pandemic going on, so we're together.
Mm. Oh. Well, we're very happy that your mom is out of there, and I want to let the world know that we are not only happy she's out, we're committed to keep her out.
Exactly. That's right. Yes, exactly. That's for certain.
That's the difference between us and the other agency. They should do a lot more.
Absolutely. They should do something. They don't do anything. Really. I mean, we were with that, I hope you don't mind me mentioning, Sydney, the Center for Independent Disabled New Yorkers, and if it was up to them, she'd still be in the nursing home. You know, I mean, they dragged their feet for 4 years, and, you know, I just took over, did the stuff myself, and you guys helped, and here we are today, so.
Well, we were very happy to be a part of all that. And anyone else who's listening to us, if you have a loved one in a nursing home, call Inner Sight. Let us know. We'd be happy to help. I'll get Pidgey after that.
Well, that's wonderful.
Can you guys still hear? Because it's been unmuted. Can you hear me? Can you hear us yet?
Yeah, we hear you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, because the phone said, you know, whatever it says when you hung up, so I didn't know if we were still connected, so... Yeah, you know, everybody out there and, you know, hopefully more people can get their loved ones off.
Yeah.
Well, we do the best we can. And, you know, tonight we were talking about how more stories about the disabled should be in the news.
Right.
We have a lot of feedback from your end. I don't know if you have the show on up loud. But it's
no, we don't have anything. I don't have anything.
Phone.
It's just the phone. There's a lot of echo on the, you know, I don't have anything else on the environment in here.
Yeah,
they even had a story my friend was reading about the, you know, with the hurricane last week that a legally blind boy saved his mother from drowning. He heard her screaming. He pulled her out the window. and he rescued her. So, you know, they should have more stories like that on the news instead of all the holiday tales, you know? That was a good story. Yeah, I thought that was on the phone here. It's on my end. I don't know. The phones are acting very crazy. I was on the Bavis's one.
Are you on a speakerphone, Maureen?
Yeah, let me take it off.
Yeah, yeah, that could be the problem.
Is that better?
It's better. Yes.
Yeah.
I was on with Alice's group before. We were having a meeting on the phone, and all of a sudden, everybody's phone went dead.
I think that is a little better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah,
so we just...
Anyway, we're very happy for you and your mom. Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
And, you know, when I get a chance, I'd like to come up there and we'll have a little celebration. You know?
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, yeah, we're still getting things a little settled, but as soon as we can, maybe around the holidays. That would be nice to have a little holiday party or something. That would be great to meet everybody, you know? We've talked on the phone for so long. It would be nice to meet.
Is Suzanne on the line?
Yes, I am.
Hi.
I
enjoyed that.
Yeah, I wrote Suzanne in there, but I don't think for some reason you're refreshing.
It says Suzanne, but you must have clicked
on
microphone. Yeah.
I'm coming. I'm coming because I can't hear it too well, but I just want to say hi.
There's a lot of people on the line
right
now.
Paige, let's see if we can... Maureen, thank you very much.
Okay,
you, Maureen.
Thanks, guys. Thanks.
Take care.
Mary.
Bye-bye.
Let's see if we can clear the board, please.
Completely, including me. I just got on.
Yeah, let's clear the board.
Yes.
And see what kind of...
Okay,
that
means everybody. Well, I'd like
Craig.
To...
Do you know that Suzanne is on, too?
Yeah, I hear, but I want just you and I on.
That's what you
okay.
want. So I might as well just connect. Later, guys.
Bye-bye.
All right. Inner Sight live. And, Pidge, what I wanted to ask you was, have you ever had a story about yourself or anyone else that you tried to get into the news and they wouldn't run it? Can you recall anything like that? Hello? Pidge, you there? I don't know how that
happened. Yes. Unfortunately...
Oh, there you are.
When I disconnected Suzanne, I got disconnected. So, okay. Sorry, so I had to call back.
No, all right. You didn't hear my question, right? Or did you?
No, I did not.
Well, what I was asking you was, did you ever have a story over the years about a disabled person or persons that you tried to get into the news and they wouldn't publish it?
Not that I know of, but I did have an episode. Brian and I, Brian Cruz, we went to the movies. This was in the 80s. And they wouldn't let us in because we wanted to sit in our chairs. And they said, you have to sit in this seat. And we said, no. And we did get a spot in Newsday, but the woman at the theater said that I cursed her out. And it was totally not true. So the slant was, we were going to do a lawsuit with them.
Yeah.
But they were, you know, the theater was saying, We were not cursing at her, but we did have a big article way back.
Oh.
But I know that, you know, sometimes it's hard to get the news interested, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So was
like,
that
we
under the ADA at the time?
It was before.
Oh,
it was
before.
Like a human interest story,
oh,
you know?
Yeah.
But
you
did
get in.
I mean, yeah, we did. But some people don't. It is very hard.
Well, I think we definitely need more protection under this ADA. We need
mm-hmm.
more enforcement. You know.
Mm-hmm.
I met with my congressman a few weeks ago, and he doesn't seem to be taking this seriously. Go ahead.
Well, you and I were speaking today about this, and I was thinking about it. Like, you know, for people who don't have disabilities, the world can be very standard. Standard doorways, standard heights of drinking fountains. But every disability is different. I mean, there are drinking fountains. There are drinking fountains that are lower for people with disabilities. But somebody like me can't reach it. So the good thing is very few of them, not enough of them, will have a little cup dispenser so you can get water that way. But that's, a lot of them don't, you know. So in other words, there's a lot of issues with accessibility, with hotels. Some hotels, you can't get your Hoyer lift under the bed, but they have a Hoyer lift at the pool. So you can go swimming, you just can't go to bed. So it's a little bit ludicrous, you know. So.
Do you believe, I have trouble with this next thing because I don't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe that they, before, or that is when things were made, they claim, the government will claim that they didn't know about the disabled and that's why, you know, they left us out, you know. I don't believe that. What's your feeling on that?
Say that one more time, please.
Oh, I'm sorry. The government would have you believe that years ago, when they made something that wasn't accessible for everybody, they would have you believe that they didn't know about the disabled.
Yeah.
You accept that?
No. No. No.
Neither do I.
Not at all. Yeah. I mean, right now, everything is all about inclusion, you know? So this is the time to get all of those things done. The details to someone that may seem small, but to someone who can't use something, it's a big problem.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I'd like to see stronger and stricter regulations. I'd like to see money being raised by all the agencies for the disabled to back up the ADA and to contribute to making things accessible. We need that. Desperately.
Mm-hmm.
Because
yes,
if there's no money, if you have to go to court to fight over who's going to pay for it, that's a big, devastating loss to people who are disabled because that's going to take years and years and years. We see that. We've seen it. Look at the New York City subways. Look how long they've been fighting it and adjourning it because of the money.
Are you telling me it's still not accessible?
Of course it's not.
In New York City?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
No, it's not.
Wow.
It's not. Many, many stations are not accessible.
I moved to Massachusetts. In 95, I moved up to Massachusetts. So I didn't even know. We used to talk about this on the show in 1992.
Yeah.
Wow.
They did a news story with a friend of mine from Eyewitness News. The reporter Michelle Charlesworth did a news story with this advocate lady, Valerie, who's in a wheelchair, and it showed that very few stations, in comparison to how many, you know, there's so many stations, are accessible. And this has been going on for years and years and years. And the courts are involved.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah.
Really.
You know, what I would like to see is these agencies get together and start doing telethons, you know, to provide money, you know, for the ADA, for people who need different services who are not getting them, you know, establish a fund or maybe a couple of different funds, you know, and let the money be there, because that's a big reason why people can't get help.
But you know,
money.
It's past the telethon, because these are human rights. We shouldn't need a telethon. It should be a bigger part of the budget, and taxpayers' dollars.
Well, yeah, you're right. You're right.
You know.
You know, you're absolutely right. The government should. The government is obligated to do it. I mean, they did it for everybody else. They didn't do it for us. So why did they leave us out?
It's
got to be, you can draw your own conclusions, but they left us out. By the way, in a site, if you need a civil rights lawyer, James Bahamonde is a disabled lawyer. 516-783-9662. And
we have a caller.
Great
from
caller.
We have a caller from Nassau County with a question.
We have another caller.
Yes, I'm gonna.
All right.
Hold on.
In a site, we'll take a phone call.
Hello.
Hiya.
Hello.
Hello.
It's me. It's me, Suzanne.
Oh, there
just wanted
you
to
are.
Ask
okay.
No, I was off.
Oh, you're on a phone.
Yeah, I changed to a different phone. Yeah, I changed to a different phone. This is a bit clearer than the other one.
Yeah, well, before you just, you jumped in and I didn't know what happened. You know.
Well,
yeah, I didn't even...
No, it was like the phones were giving trouble, so I didn't want to interrupt you guys. I just wanted to let you know that they were giving me trouble. So I don't know what it is. I really have to speak with Blog about it, because we're paying for service. I mean, this is crazy.
Well, we picked up your phone call now, but before, when you came in before, it was just like, you know, In the middle of everything, we didn't. In other words, I didn't know there was a phone call.
Oh, okay. Which I hate that too. I wish they would give you something that you could know there's a phone call. I was thinking about it. That's also inclusion.
I don't think Pidge knew either.
No.
No.
Like the guy said, refresh the screen. Unfortunately, normally before it was. Frank.
Wait a minute. What were you saying, Pidge?
You. Answered your own call, Suzanne. Normally
I had to.
I have to click the microphone but I'm engineering as well, but all of a sudden it was like, whoa, I didn't do that.
No, I know. Sorry about that. I just wanted to report to you guys, right, and then go right back out that there was a little issues with the phone to let people be a little bit more.
Well, we weren't having any trouble with calls.
You have a bad echo going on. I mean, a terrible one.
Yeah,
it was, she was on speaker. That's what it was.
No, no, I'm not on speaker. I'm on my normal phone that I use to host,
no,
co-host the show. So I don't know.
No, Maureen was on speaker, yeah.
That's what
happened.
All right,
yeah.
So thanks for letting us know. We're going to
continue. Well, I want to go back to the show if I could mention certain things. And then you could just put me off. I'm just contributing to the show. All right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I remember, and I don't know, Pidge, if you remember this, but we all probably remember it. I remember when, in 1990, they introduced a lot of the Americans with Disabilities Act. Well, that was in July 25th, okay? Now, I remember carefully, you know, going through each and every, you know, not reading it at all because I wasn't really interested in becoming a lawyer, which they really want, you know, sort of encouraged us to sort of do, or become an activist, or become, you know, an advocate for that matter. Thing is that they've just said, you know, listen, you have this law is not enforceable, and here it is. So I figured let me start reading a little bit about things of what people are saying about it and get a little involved and yada, yada, yada. Anyway, I ended up going on to my committee at college for all the accessibility because I wanted to be involved. You know, no matter what they did, they had to, they tried to find spots and stuff. They relocated classrooms. And then things just started to slow down immensely. I remember waiting on a bus corner in the 90s to, like, I'd say even 95, around that time period. And, for example, if it was a bus that didn't have accessibility in the city, you had to sit and wait for the next accessible bus. And you had to wait in the cold and the rain and everything. So, I mean, to me, certain things haven't changed, like for the deaf, the blind, and for also people who, for service dogs, for nursing homes.
Or is every bus accessible now?
Yeah, per se. Yeah, but I would say that.
Not every vehicle is accessible, but every bus.
Exactly. Like the enunciators aren't always on. And to me that runs with the bus. The enunciator doesn't work. Guess what? You need to get another bus because you got people coming in on that at one point. Now I.
All right. So listen. Thank you for that. We're gonna let's go on with the show now.
Okay, I'll listen. Okay.
Thank
you. You're welcome.
Pidge, are you there?
Yeah. I'm here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so now you see I'm a rebel. I think every vehicle should be accessible. Now here we go. Good cop, bad cop. Go ahead, Pidge.
Every vehicle.
Tell me where I'm wrong.
What do you mean, like a Ferrari or a public vehicle? Like a bus or a train?
Yeah, all
boat,
of them.
Stuff like that. Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah,
I mean,
they should all be accessible.
The public ones, absolutely.
Because you never know
absolutely.
When a person's going to wind up in a wheelchair when somebody's going to come along with a wheelchair and, you know, and, now they can't get in.
Yeah, I know.
And that
it
should be in the news every day. It's not.
Yeah, it should be.
It should be. I mean, if regular so-called able-bodied people couldn't get into a place, that would make the news. You know, they would be announcing it. Or they'd be, they'd be the building inspectors would be there and what have you, right?
Well, we're a minority, but we're the kind of minority that will take anyone. Anyone can, you know, become disabled in a moment. Yeah, so you never know. You know, I mean, it happens to people that have a house with an upstairs bedroom, and then they get into a, and they can't get upstairs. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Oh. We're a minority, but we should have the basics.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
of course.
What I call the basics, the necessities of life. You know, I mean, that's where I believe the government has really failed the disabled. You know, they didn't do it in the beginning, and now they have the nerve to give us a hard time to do it. They shouldn't be giving us a hard time.
Yeah, there's a lot of, I mean, my town here in Massachusetts, right near the Cape, is very behind the times. You walk into downtown, it's very quaint, but there are steps into most of the stores,
And,
you know,
it gets
it's on Cape Cod area.
Oh,
it gets, you know, it gets tiring. But we have to fight. You know, we have to keep going.
But you see now, that should be in the news. They should be reminding people of that. Because, and I'll tell you why I believe that. Because if that were true of so-called ordinary able-bodied people, they wouldn't tolerate that. They would have to fix it.
Yeah. You're right.
That's what bothers me. That's how Inner Sight thinks. You know, why are you doing it for somebody else and not for us?
Yeah, true. I agree. I can't disagree.
And that's why, you know, if we had the kind of money that I hope we will have someday, we would do it. But you see, at the same time we would do it, we would let the world know that this is how it should be done.
Right, right.
You know? So, that's the Inner Sight philosophy. I don't know how I came across that philosophy. I think I realized it one day. You know, why did they leave us out? Why can't I read this thing? You know, you know when I realized it? When I was walking down Broadway one day with my with my good buddy and old friend who I miss, Ray Charles. You know, Ray and I used to be friends.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. Did I ever tell you this story?
No, you were friends with Ray Charles.
Yeah, it's going to go in my book. And we were walking down Broadway one day, and he had his aide with him. I had my guide dog. And he said, he turned to me, he says, Frank, he says, see what I mean? You know, Ray with his beautiful southern manners, you know. See what I mean, Frank? Why can't I read all this? I want to read the window myself, you know, and the sign.
Yeah.
I'll never forget that. And it hit me that this great artist said that, you know, and it just made me realize, why did they do this to us? You know, it wasn't that we were blind. It was that they didn't make it so we wouldn't be blind. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Did you read it?
Maybe. Mm-hmm. It'd be a good idea to have, like, even a button that you push and it just reads it. Mm-hmm. And everything, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that's where I got the idea about that, from the great Ray Charles.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never forget
him. One man was created equal, but not always. You know, and
yeah,
we don't always have equal opportunities.
Yeah.
So,
created equal, yeah. Well, whatever happened to that phrase? Doesn't it apply to us?
Yeah, but should.
Yeah. I remember one time I was with a friend of mine, a former co-host on my television show. She was in a wheelchair, my friend Nancy. And we were going out. We were going to a restaurant. And she couldn't get in. You know?
Wow.
And she said to me, "Aren't you going in?" I said, "I'm not going in unless you go in."
Wow. A big thing
yeah,
that I was thinking about was in music, when you're in a band, that
yeah,
the venue might be accessible, but the stage is not, which tells me that people think that people with disabilities are not talented. We played a very famous bar in Boston with the former band we had, and I had to stay on the floor because I couldn't get to the stage. And I was in the bathroom crying. And Vinny, my husband, said, "Well, if you have to be on the floor, then I'm going to play my guitar off stage on the floor with you." And that was quite a statement. Yep.
Yeah.
But the rest of the band was on the stage.
Wow.
So that's
an
avenue that needs to be very much improved.
You know, you just taught me. I never realized that.
What?
You just said it. I never thought about that.
Yeah.
Well, you're so right.
Stage. Mm-hmm.
You mean to tell me they don't have a lift kind of thing, an elevator, whatever you want to call it? They would just bring the person right up to the stage?
Not that place. I could not get on the stage. There was a railing. There wasn't enough space for a ramp. Yeah. It was
very
upsetting. Yeah. It was.
That is horrible.
You know?
That is no way to treat an artist.
So that's another of one of my gripes is people with disabilities have talent. So, you know, you can say the venue may be accessible to get in, but the stage has to be too.
Of course.
Yeah.
You know what we need on that one? We need some big rock star with a lot of money who's going to commit himself to that or herself.
Yeah.
I'm going to make every stage accessible. I bet nobody's working on that, bitch.
Well, I know.
Wow.
It seems that we have a few callers. I don't know if this is from before, but there's a 718. Maybe that's...
Oh, they may be just listening.
Yeah, maybe.
If they're not in the queue... You know,
right.
They have to be in the host queue, then that means they want to ask a question or comment. But if they're just listening, a lot of people listen, you know. But that is incredible what you just revealed to the world.
Mm-hmm.
That is really...
I totally
an insult. It's an insult to every artist. You know, it really is. See, every artist should take that personal. What you just said.
Yeah.
They should.
Absolutely.
They really should.
Absolutely.
You know? Because God forbid, tomorrow they're in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
You know?
You're right. So, you know, the ADA was a good thing, but it wasn't enough. And it's not being enforced. And people are tired. And right now, with the pandemic, it's really hard to be vocal and be out there, you know? That's another thing that's not helping, you know, to fight, to get together and fight something or go to a place and say, why don't you have a ramp or braille or, you know, cues for blind people or interpreters. Interpreters for the deaf is a big problem also.
Yeah. So they could have raised, or if a deaf blind, they could have raised a braille or a capital letter print raised.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people could learn to negotiate that.
Yeah.
But, I met with my congressman, I mentioned before, a few weeks ago. And, you know, a typical political strategy, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I'll look into it.
What did he tell you?
Kind of thing. You know.
Yeah, I'd be like, well, when will you get back to me? When shall I expect, you know?
That's what I said to them on the phone yesterday, in fact. And they couldn't give me a time frame, you know. And I told them, I said, I'm not asking you to spend any money. There's no money involved here. You know, I approached them on the service dog situation. Figured I'd start with that.
Yeah.
Because there you don't have to talk money. The money's already there.
You know? Right.
I said, it's so simple. Just draft an amendment to the law and put it to a vote and you get a couple of your colleagues to say, hey, this is a great idea, and you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's a no-brainer. That's what I asked them to do.
And it right now,
protect millions
because,
of people. Yeah.
You know, there's a whole thing with adopting a dog from the hurricane that hit New Orleans. There's all these dogs that have no homes. And they're Massachusetts is doing this program to adopt them. Now, why can't they take some of these dogs and make them, teach them to be guide dogs?
That's what I said to the congressman. The schools refuse to rescue dogs and train them. I've been rescuing my dog. It, by the way, it's National Guide Dog Month. September. I've been rescuing my dogs for the last 35 years and training them as a guide dog. It can be done. I've proved that it can be done.
I
proved it against tremendous odds because they said the Akita, which is known as an aggressive dog, cannot be a guide dog. And they were so wrong. My dog is as gentle as a lamb.
Mm-hmm. Well, I remember Sheba. She was a Rottweiler, and she was totally right. Wasn't she a Rottweiler? And
I trained a Rottweiler.
She was great.
Yeah.
And very calm and helpful. And she was on the radio with us.
Sheba.
She was so good. Sheba. She was so good.
Yeah.
I wanted to give her a microphone, but, you know.
Why you want? Why you give the dog the microphone? That's pig.
But she was part. She was part of the show.
Now you know why I love her, folks. Only she would say something like that.
Gotta have a little comic relief once in a while, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. But you're right. They should save those dogs. They should evaluate them and test them, you know, and see if they're, you know?
Yeah.
Material, service dog material.
That would be a great, way to, you know.
Yeah. Anyone out there, if you have a dog, you know, and you want to have the dog evaluated, call us. One of the things we do. We've certified many of dogs. You know?
Yeah.
And
we
train guide dogs. So
I have a friend in Florida that has two, they're really big dogs. They're beautiful. They're white.
Yeah.
I can't think of what they're called, but he's going to train them to be like therapy dogs.
Yeah, yeah.
Bring them into places. And he's very good with them. And I'm trying to think of the name of them.
That's good. Yeah,
great
yeah.
Pyrenees. Great Pyrenees.
Yeah.
They're big. But, you know, I mean.
Dogs are a really, really precious animals. I mean,
they are.
My dog saves my life every day.
Mm.
You know. You can't beat that. All right. In a site, if you want to call in, 213-816-1650. And you're listening to In a Sight with Frank and Pidgey.
Mm-hmm.
And
Who is 631-273-3169. Did we already take that?
Oh, that's my buddy Louie. We have him on the funnies Friday night. He usually calls in Tuesday and sometimes on Thursday.
Well,
you
want to
meet Louie?
Hold on.
Louie the Lip.
Hey,
hello.
Frank.
You're on the air.
There
hey.
He is.
Hi, Frank.
Yeah.
How are you, buddy?
Good, good. Say hello to my dear friend and co-host, Pidgey.
Hi, this is... Hello.
Hi.
This is Louie Rivera, Jr. I'm a friend of Frank Perino.
Hi,
and on a Friday,
nice
and on a Friday night, we do the Follies, called the Follies, the name of the show on a Friday
yeah.
night, and we had a lot of fun, and we're hilarious and all that.
Yeah.
What are you doing for tomorrow?
For tomorrow on a Follies, I'm going to do some jokes, and then Laura Hardy, and what else? A Friendly Philosopher that Frank Perino did. He did the Honeymooners, and then Jack Benny, and many more. I do my jokes, too.
Tomorrow night, 8 to 9.
That's great.
I want to thank all our callers. Louie, we got to get out of here. We'll see you tomorrow.
Okay. Nice to meet you.
You too, Louie. Have fun.
Okay, bye-bye now.
I want to give a special thanks to Pidgey for being here tonight, and I really, really enjoyed this show more than you'll ever know. Thank you so much.
It was a little crazy for a minute there, but it was okay. We have 38 seconds.
Says it again. All right.
Yeah,
thank
you
so much.
We had about 30 seconds.
Yeah. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. That's the Inner Sight number.
And
all
you
right.
can call in and join the show tomorrow, because we all need to laugh. And Frank will
we're
going to
have a lot of fun tomorrow.
All
right, goodbye, world.
Yep.
Inner Sight. Thank you, Pidge.
Thank you, Frank.
Good
goodbye,
night,
everybody.
Inner Sight.
Good night. Bye-bye.